And I would say that even in connection with a similar type of case here in this jurisdiction, either in Dublin or Belfast or Derry, it's moving at a speed that I think, you know, is entirely satisfactory, because normally these types of cases take some time before they're brought before the court. So it's satisfactory that we've got to the stage in such a quick time.
We know there were inevitably some concerns about the fact that a trial would be taking place in India. Have those questions now been answered because of this progress that's being made?
Well, I think what I can say in relation to that is that the consulate in Mumbai and in India have been extremely helpful in keeping us up to date on that process. But the main thing that has happened recently, and this has just taken, again, a little bit of time to formalise, is that we have a lawyer now there in India, in Goa. In fact, Mr. Vikram Varma, who will look after the interests of the family there at the court. And so that allows us essentially a foot in the door. Now, normally what you find in cases here, the victim and the family, if I may say so, don't have as great a say as would now appear to be the case, what we're going to be able to do and we're going to be able to say in India. So again, it's another step forward with the appointment of Mr. Varma to act in conjunction with myself on behalf of the family in India.
We do know that the state pathologist in Dublin, Dr. Mary Cassidy, did carry out a second post-mortem examination, and the findings of that have verified that the first PM that took place in India was correct and its findings were valid. That too is important to the family.
It's extremely important, and we're extremely grateful to the coroner's office in Dublin and to Professor Cassidy for providing this report. In fairness to her, she was extremely meticulous and really did take her time, which is proper, in order to produce the report, which we have had now for a number of weeks. But in conjunction with the family, we wanted some time to take cognizance of what was in the report and to understand the report and to make sure that it was in line with what we had read coming out of India. So it is, in a strange way, a sense of some sort of solace, at least for Danielle's mother, Andrea, to get a report from somebody who's so eminent as Professor Cassidy here, and it has given some degree of comfort as anybody can get in circumstances like this, because the report essentially confirms what we have already read and analysed in respect of the documentation in the charge, the legal documents, and in the pathologist report from India as well.